Nathan Smith, economist with the University of Georgia, has been meeting with various states about the upcoming year. He said that farmers need to be aware about overplanting peanuts this season. He said that the $400 per ton contract that was out earlier is not likely to go back any higher. He noted that there has been some talk of a slight premium for growing high-oleic peanuts, which give a longer shelf life. He noted that peanut prices will be influenced by the new farm bill, especially from the generic base plantings of cotton, which can be transferred to other acreage. He expects the U.S. acreage to be up 15%, with Georgia up 20%. He said, but don't overplant peanuts. There is implications on rotation. A lack of peanut rotation could hurt your yields in future years. He said overplanting leads to fewer acres to reach the payment limitation of $125,000. There is a limit of $125,000. And there's also a risk of excessive peanut program cost, which could cause some problems in Washington. That coming from Nathan Smith, economist with the University of Georgia. Meeting this week in Atlanta is the National Peanut Board. They're having a meeting to consider requests for FY15 funding for production research for peanut farmers. The statewide organizations and the universities meeting together to talk peanut research. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.